Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We have been talking all week with our good friend Don Harris from out in Pietown, New Mexico, with Think Red Ink Ministries. And if you've missed any of our episodes this week, you need to go back and catch up. This is part four of our four-part interview. You need to go back and listen to part one, two, and three, because Don has just been laying it on heavy. He's been confronting traditionalism and misinformation going on in the churches. And we're going to conclude our interview right now with Don Harris.
And Bob, I honestly believe that there will be people who are standing in that line that Jesus talked about that are going to realize, uh-oh, I don't have what I need to get in here. Jesus said, you know, we did all these wonderful works in your name. I don't know you.
Yep, never knew you.
Well, that's pretty bad. Yeah. And I don't believe he would have given us that example had that not been a real threat, a real possibility.
Yeah.
Now, you want to get thrown out of church? This will do it for you. You talk about that one group. We did all these works in your name. What's his name? Is it not Christ? Mm-hmm. Are they not Christian? Isn't everything they do Christian?
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody in that line that says we did things in the name of Hitler or we did things in the name of Muhammad. These are Christians.
Yeah.
And these are people that you see every day that call themselves Christians, and they're being turned away saying, I never knew you. Mm-hmm. All right, now half your congregation's got up and walked out. Let's see if we can deal with the other half. And that is the line of people that never even heard of him. That are looked at and says, enter into the joy of the Lord. Whoa! Hey, now wait a minute. What in the world happened here? You saying you can be saved without Christ? No, and if you're looking for a reason not to listen to me, just hang in there. I'll give you 100 reasons. But we have to face the fact that our Lord Jesus told this story where there were people who did these things, and he says, in that you did them unto the least of these my brethren, you did them unto me.
Yeah.
Well, we don't even know who you are. Well, we figured we're in trouble. We figured this was the line headed toward the fire.
The example he gave was the Samaritan. You know, he wasn't a Jew.
Another perfect example. Yeah, you'll find that the Lord, and you know, when you talk about all this stuff, people's heads start spinning, and they think, "Well, who's going to be saved, and who's not going to be saved?" And I'm thinking, "I got you right where I want you." That is exactly what the disciples said to Jesus when he got done talking about these things. Well, who then can be saved? That's where you need to be. And friend, you need to wonder which line you're in. And if you call yourself a Christian, there's your line. But it's fate is not what you're looking for. What we need to do is we need to do what Jesus said to do. You'll never find Jesus giving any example, metaphor, parable ever talking about judgment where the judge looks at the person being judged and says, what did you believe?
True. Yeah.
It never happens. You know what? It's not that he doesn't care what you believe, but he says, what did you do? I'll determine what you believe. So when they say, believe on Jesus, what does that mean? Believe in him? Believe that he existed? Believe what? Well, that he is who he says he is. And if he's the Son of God, then we need to keep his commandments.
Amen. Yeah.
People don't know that that his commandments are the ones carved in stone on Sinai. That was Jesus. That wasn't the Father manifesting himself as a finger. That was Jesus Christ that gave those commandments. They've never changed. They will never pass away. Well, I thought the law was passed away. The statutes and the ordinances and the judgments that were against us, have passed away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But those Ten Commandments are intact.
Amen.
And 9 out of 10 ain't good enough.
Here's a rhetorical question for you. Why do some pastors think that your messages are, shall we say, problematic?
First of all, it straightway puts them out of a job.
Yeah.
First of all, because many pastors today feel that they are teachers of the congregation. And Jesus says you have one teacher. Well, one. Not two. Not a million. One. One teacher. So what's my job? I teach people how to get in touch with the teacher. That's all I can do. Just get them in touch with him. And I've got a simple little three-step plan. Keep the commandments. Nothing happens without that. That's first. If you keep the commandments, I'll move into you. Well, you know, it's not hard to find the reciprocal of that statement. If you don't keep the commandments, I'm not moving into you. that was one of the requirements that Jehovah made with the children of Israel about living in the temple. Here's two things I got to have. I got to have a place to live, and I got to have people that don't break these commandments. So here are the commandments, and he gave them to them. And then he says, make me a temple. Well, translating that over into the New Testament, here we go. We have Jesus saying, keep my commandments. And then the temple, that's us, and I'll move into you. See, it's just perfectly parallel. And I'm going to lead you and guide you into all truth.
Didn't Jesus give us two commandments? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and
strength.
Mm-hmm. And your strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes, he did not.
All these things hang the law and the commandments.
He didn't give us those commandments. He repeated them. They are in the Old Testament. And he says, he was asked, what is the greatest commandment?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he says, this is the greatest. And the second is like unto it. Now, how is it like unto it? You can't keep either one.
Right.
That's the problem. Okay. I can't love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if I say I do, I'm either lying or deceiving myself. I can't love my neighbor as I love myself. I got up and had breakfast this morning. I don't even know if my neighbor had breakfast because I love myself more than him. It's just there is nothing. You can't do this. So the Lord says, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 10 you can keep. If you keep these 10, then I can impute this to you. I can impute righteousness to you. If you'll keep these 10, then we can do this. And the Ten Commandments were a gift to us. Otherwise, he could have just said, okay, here's the deal. You want to go to heaven when you die? You need to walk on water. That would have, you know, there are preachers that have said, I heard it come out of their mouth, that God gave us the Ten Commandments to condemn us. That's what they're for, to condemn us so that we would accept Jesus. I'm thinking, really, that makes sense to you? Why didn't God just fix this thing in the Garden of Eden? Why didn't he just... I mean, wouldn't it have been wonderful if Adam would have had the presence of mind to carry Eve in front of the Father and say, all right, we got a problem.
This woman you gave me.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix this. No, he joined in with her. And as soon as we figure out that we're hopeless in this area, we'll start appreciating the Ten Commandments. What do you need me to do? What, honor you above all other gods? You got it. Be careful about your name? Yeah, I'll do that. I can not take your name in vain. I can do all these things. I don't have to steal from a neighbor. I don't have to steal his wife. I don't have to lie about him in court. All of a sudden you realize, why aren't I keeping these commandments? There's not a one of them I can't keep. And if sin is a transgression of the law, and I've chosen not to break these commandments, all of a sudden it starts making sense to me. Oh, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed, Christ's seed, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he's born of God. And I love it when the scriptures start making sense to me.
Amen.
I've walked into groups and said, how many of you is born again? Perhaps I didn't say it just that way. And hands go up all over the congregation. The Bible says that he that is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. How many of you are born again? And the hands are just kind of, they have a confused look, and they're just kind of up. And what happened? What happened? I put a requirement on being born again? The scriptures put a requirement on born again. Look, I got news for you. I haven't sinned all week. How about that? I don't know that I've sinned this month. I mean, is that hard to believe? Well, what's modern Christianity say? You sin every day. Have you ever had a wicked thought? Have you seen thou shalt not think wicked thoughts carved in rock somewhere? Is that like the 11th commandment or what? I don't know what that means. You ever flip somebody off on the highway? Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather not answer that question. But people, they jeopardize their salvation with this foolishness that is so unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. I haven't committed any sins. It's happened. People say, well, if you say you're without sin, you're a liar. Well, let me add to that. If you say you're without sin, you're stupid. I'm not saying I'm without sin. I'm saying I don't sin every day. I didn't sin today. I hadn't sinned this week. You know, that's all I'm saying. But without sin, I understand that. I understand that. There's none good. I'm not saying I'm good. There's none righteous. Not saying I'm righteous. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that sin is not a part of my life because of my decision not to break the commandments. And you have that power within yourself. And friend, truth is, minus the Holy Ghost. You have that power.
Well, you what happens can if somebody does break, you know, commit adultery or whatever? How do they get right with God again?
We have an advocate with the Father. we have a mediator, and he's more than willing to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us. You see, that's another huge problem at the foundation is repentance. Yeah. Repentance means to cry and to feel sorry. And I'm thinking, who told you that? Repentance means to change. If you're going north and you repent of going north, you will find that you are now going south.
That's right.
Not stopped and crying about it, but actually going south. Repentance is change.
Go in the opposite direction. That's what it
that's
means.
Right. And to desire to go the opposite direction is also a. It's kind of a secondary, but it is a definition of repentance, to be sorry about the direction you're going. Like the Bible says, it repented God that he had made man.
Yeah.
We need to thank him that he didn't actually repent of it, because that would have eliminated the human race, because he would have undone what he had done. But repentance is another thing that is a serious problem. People don't understand forgiveness. There's no forgiveness without repentance.
That's right.
Who in the world told you that you can commit a sin, ask God to forgive you, and you're forgiven, and you're going to continue to do tomorrow what you did yesterday?
That's right.
Friend, you're not forgiven.
That's right.
You're not forgiven at all. You're forgiven when you repent.
Yep.
And
which means
that's,
turn around and go the other way.
Yeah, you don't do that anymore. Okay, so you do slip. Well, okay, you slip. You ask forgiveness, and you go at it again.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
What else can you do? You know, what a wonderful God we have. He's made every provision for us to be better people and to be different than we were when we met him.
Yeah.
and we just don't do it.
Amen. I mean, let's talk about your radio program for a little bit. I want to talk about your radio program and let people know what it's all about.
So, sure.
You know, you do a special program with people can call in and ask questions live on the air, right?
On first day we or Sunday we do that. We have a call in portion of the show where people can call in and ask. It's where I sit and beg and beg and beg for pastors to call me, and for Bible teachers to call me. But mostly people call with the questions. We do, as you can might suspect, we talk about some pretty controversial things from time to time. But we also have people who call in. We have people that never got near a church, and they've come to the Lord, and they've made repentance, and they're being regenerated every day. They're just coming closer and closer to God, and gaining power in their life, and things are good with them, and they never were even near a church. Yeah. And they do so much better than the people who were pre-indoctrinated, and you know, that's not what grandma believed, that's not what grandpa believed. They do so much better, it's unbelievable. Those people call in too and say, hey, you know, it's been 9 months, I haven't touched crack cocaine and never had a problem. Well, you see, these are the kind of fruit we're looking for.
Amen.
You
know,
that's what we're looking for, and the Lord's faithful to give it. Anyway, so those kind of things, you can hear those kind of things on TRI Radio. As a matter of fact, we have recently, I don't know how recently, time flies when you're having fun, but we have developed an app here where if you have a smartphone, you can just go to your Google Play or your Apple Store or whatever, type in TRI Radio, and get our app, and you can listen to the radio through this thing. You can watch our television. We have TRI TV. There's all kinds of podcasts and different kinds of stuff in there. You'll enjoy yourself and have a good time. But mostly register and become a part of our little group here. There's promises that I make to people who are a part of what we do, and that is you'll never, ever hear me say, you're going to have to give or we're going off the air.
That's one of my pet peeves.
We have never sold anything ever. No DVDs, CDs, books, tapes, whatever. We have never sold anything and never will. If it's ministry to the Lord Jesus, I charge you exactly what he charged me. And that is, give him a righteous life. Give him a life that's worthwhile.
So you got your Sunday program, then you also have a daily broadcast too, right?
6 a.m. Mountain Time, we do our daily Red Letter Edition, and this is where we go through the words of Christ and deal with each one individually and have discussions about different things that are said, and it's although the questions of Jesus enter into it from time to time, there's a lot of things that he said that weren't questions at all. They were statements, and I've always wanted to write a book, The Doctrines of Jesus, but I just don't get clearance from the Father on this, so I'm not. But the TRI Radio is where we have that kind of fun. And we record those shows. We video record those shows and turn them into TV shows and put them on TRI TV. And recently, our neighboring city here has asked us to start sending them television broadcast, and so we're excited about that.
Amen.
And it was all. I just love the way everything fell together. It was just. You know, you sit around, you can stack little dominoes for days and days and days, but, you know, it's so fun to watch them go, do their little thing,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
But that's what happens with the directions that we try to go here, that we follow the Lord's leading and try to eliminate ourselves and our own ego and, you know, all the stuff that gets in the way of, oh, man. You know, when you're preaching the best message in the world, it's kind of difficult not to think of yourself as having attained something that most people never attain. And sometimes that sinfully translates into ego. And I try to be patient with preachers that are suffering from that. Amen. And myself that suffers from it as well. But no, if anybody sees any arrogance or loudmouthness in me, it's just that it's just my own goofy way of being excited. I really love people, and although there's very little tolerance in me for rebellion. If we're dealing with ignorance, and not in a negative connotation, I mean, if we're dealing with things that people just, they never thought of, then it never was a part of their thinking, I can be tolerant with them all day long. But rebellion, I got nothing for it.
You know, you just
want to teach what you teach so that you can continue to teach what you teach, be a part of your denomination, have all your friends around you.
Yep. Go to your conferences where it's just people who are like you that are there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, those kind of things, I call them atheist fertilizer because that's what they do. They just go out and say something stupid and just go over to thethinkingatheist.com and you will see what you said over there. And they're saying, you know, how can you be this stupid? Well, people.
Well, if someone wanted to reach out
to you. Don't say amen after I use the word stupid.
Amen.
Oh, goodness.
But if someone wanted to reach out to you to ask a question or maybe do an interview like this, how can they get in touch with you, Don?
Don@thinkredinc.com. Amen. Just that easy. Don@thinkredinc.com or info or, you know, all these other things you can do. But it'll all eventually end up here. And and we do these kinds of interviews, and you and I have met on a few, even television interviews. That's, you know, right. They say, I hear your name, and I said, oh, boy, we'll take this over.
Yeah, she hadn't invited me back after that one.
It's the company you keep.
It was, no, I think she was expecting us to, like, attack each other and stuff. And I was like, well, I agree. That's not what they were looking for.
One time I had an invitation to an interview of a man's show, and I agreed with a lot of what he had to say, and I told him so. You know, And they weren't interested. They're not the least interested. What is it? Well, he likes to have controversy. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess if you're going to build an audience, that's what you need to do. Yep. But there ought to be a handful of men that say, dadgummit, that's not right. And this is the way it ought to be. And, you know, I agree with that. You've changed my mind on this. But when have you ever seen a debate where the other person says, I never thought of that before.
Yeah,
wow, man, you got a good point. Yeah. It never happens. Yeah. Who in the audience says, you know, when I came in, I was with this guy, and now I'm with that one? It never happens. Yeah. What's the point of debating these things? Yeah. I think it's ego.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be putting links to all this in the show notes. And, Don, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule today to join us. It means a lot to me. I mean, we need to do better to stay in touch. Let's not wait another 2 years before we do this again.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to offer all of your listeners a free audiobook of The Questions of Jesus. If they just want to write to Don@thinkredinc.com, tell me that you want it. And there's a form somewhere, but please don't send me an email saying, yes, I'd like to have it, and not give me your address, because it's like 26 hours. This book is 26 hours. Wow. And But it all fits on one CD if it's MP3, but I got to mail it to you. Yeah, so, and there's also, there's PDFs that are available when you register of the book, and you don't have to be without the book is what I'm saying. I'd love to know that people are enjoying it as much as I did writing it.
Amen. Well, folks, I want to encourage you to go to Don's website at thinkredinc.com. Look around. There is a lot of information on that website. Don's gone the extra mile and is making almost everything he has available there. And then today, you just heard, he went way beyond. He's making a free audiobook available for you as well. Glory to God. Thanks, Don.
Certainly.
You need to tune into his radio program Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, called Red Letter Edition Live, which is the live call-in program. And then Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time for the Red Letter Edition, which will challenge you to verify your beliefs in a way that will ultimately result in basically a lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don, thanks again for coming on the program, buddy. I truly do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you and your uniqueness in the body of Christ, of asking to even open to this kind of discussion. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate your friendship. You know, I've said it off the air. I'm going to say it on the air. You know, it seems like, you know, we're a knit spirit, and I can't wait to actually sit down and have some coffee with you one day.
Let's do it.
Folks, that is all the time we have for today. All the links are in the show notes. So be sure you check out Don's information on his website, thinkredinc.com. For Don Harris, myself, this is Pastor Bob Tibble reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.